I'm going to look now at Psalm 9. But I have to mention a few things about it. Psalm 9 and Psalm 10 were originally one psalm. And it's a mystery how it ever got broken up into two. It's also an alphabetical psalm. It's pretty close, not perfect, but Aleph, Aleph, Beth, Beth, Gimel, and so forth, all the way down. Usually two verses for the same letter, and then the next two. Now it's two psalms, Psalms 9 and 10. We'll take it that way, but remembering that, as I pointed out, Monday, week 1, at the Office of Readings, is when we have Psalm 1. Tuesday, week 1 of the Office of Readings is when we have, Psalm 9. And now, the second one, we have Psalm 10. And so, it's a psalm, it's an alphabetical psalm, and it takes all 22 verses to go through the alphabet. But that's the way it's come to us. That's the way it's been treated for a long time now. But it's important to realize that this is a school of prayer. As that text from Athanasius pointed out, it's the way our emotions, our minds, our thoughts, our feelings, our spirit are all trained to move toward God through the Psalms, if we really put our heart into it. So, okay. This psalm, the one we need now, the translation for the leader, according to Muth Laban. Nobody knows quite what that means. But Mizmor le David, everybody knows. That's a psalm of David. And now it starts. Oda, O Lord, in with all my heart, and I will declare, make known all your wonders. I will delight and rejoice in you. I will sing hymns to your name, Most High. If you didn't have a psalm in front of you, could you ever talk to God like that? You know, could you say, you see, I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will declare, I will make known, I will pronounce all your wondrous deeds. Well, what are your wondrous deeds? Stop and think. What are the wondrous deeds of the Lord? Well, it's creation. It's now that the Holy Spirit can provoke us to go deeper in our relationship to God through the Psalms, you see. I will praise you, O Lord, b'kol libi, with all my heart. Now you remember that for the world, you know, this world, the heart is the secret place where we're most directly related to God. And it's the most personal part of ourselves. If I'm going to praise you with all my heart, I'm not going to keep a bit of it for the next football player. I'm going to praise you with all my heart, all my intention, all that way I relate to you. B'kol libi. And that's very important that we realize that. Huh? And then it goes on, I will declare your wonderful deeds. Huh? And the word there is wonder, nafal, and all that niflaot, it means wonder. I will declare, I will pronounce, I will make known, O Lord, with, you know, all these things I just said, with all my heart. Now, if the heart is that place where we relate directly to God, then praising with all your heart means your whole being is going to God. Can we do that? No. But the psalm can empower us to move in that direction, to praise God with your whole heart, nothing else on your mind, but praising God. It can happen once in a while in prayer, but as a constant factor, it takes years of prayer and obedience. Because what does God want to do with us? He wants to move us from where we are into deeper union with Him. And that's why He instructs us. He guides us. He teaches us to pray. So that we can come there. You see? And that's why it says, you see, I will do it with my whole heart. You see? And I will declare, hidden in that word, asvira is the word for book, sefer. I will make known, I will set forth, declare is probably better, all your wonders, all your wondrous deeds. Think of the wonders in your own life. Think of the wonders surrounding you in nature, you see? And it goes on again. Eshmacha, I will delight and rejoice in you. I will sing hymns to your name, Most High. Can you mean that? Can you say that? I will delight and rejoice in you. I will sing hymns to your name, Most High. When was the last time you said that to God? I will rejoice and delight in you. You are the delight of my being. There's nowhere I'd rather be than with you. When was the last time we talked to God that way? And yet, this psalm, this school of prayer, is teaching us that that's the way to go. You see? I will declare your wonders. I will rejoice. I will sing hymns to your name, Most High, Elyon. You see? When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before you. Who's your enemies? It doesn't mean somebody you don't like. It means Satan. Who hates you? Who wants to destroy you in this world and in the next? Satan. Oh, then I'm safe. He never tempts me. Don't be so smart. He can't start right away with murder or adultery, but he can start and get you so confused that you don't know anything. And that's what this is saying, you see. But when my enemies, you see, turn back, they stumble and perish before you, they perish before you, let their name be blotted out from before you. And then it goes on, the Lord rules forever. I think they must have edited the text a bit, but that's all right. The Lord, Le'olam Yasheb, the Lord rules, is enthroned. I forgot how they translated that. Rules, has set up his throne. His throne he has set up, L'mishpat, for judgment. Because he's the Lord of the universe. You know, if we kept that in mind, we wouldn't sin. God is going to judge us. He sees us with perfect purity. He forgives us. Wouldn't it be great? You know, Saint Therese once said, I just wish God didn't know everything. I would love to do just one thing for him that he didn't know about. That's love. Okay. It is he who judges the world with justice, who judges the peoples with fairness. And then it says, The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. The Lord is a stronghold. Do you know what He's doing right now? When people are so poor or oppressed, or their lands are being conquered, and He's a stronghold for them. You see? And so it goes on. Those who know your name. Isn't that interesting? You see? Those who know your name. Those are the ones, as the psalm tells us here. You see? Those are the ones. You never forsake those who seek you, O Lord. You never forsake those who seek you, O Lord. How powerful. If you want to make sure that God is always with you, then seek Him out. You see? And don't disobey Him. Now, you know, every night, I hope, before we go to sleep, we kneel down and we look over the day and repent for our sins. Why? Because there's nothing the Lord would rather do for us than obliterate those weaknesses, those wounds we brought on ourselves during the day. You see? And that's why it says, you see, those who know your name trust you, because you never forsake those who seek you out. Azafta. And then the word Duresh or Daresh. Okay, and then verse 12, sing hymns to the Lord enthroned on Zion. Proclaim His deeds among the nations. Now, remember, one of the first things we did today was look at how the Psalms are teaching us how to have the right emotions. Have you ever had this emotion, the one that we're talking about here? We sing to sing hymns to the Lord enthroned on Zion. Proclaim His deeds among the nations. Tell the world what God has done. When was the last time you did that? But you see, these are, as that remark of St. Athanasius, you see, they teach us what kind of emotions we're supposed to have, what kind of desires, you see. Because, and now, He is the avenger of blood, and He remembers. He does not forget the cry of the poor. That's very important. The poor are crying. Think, as we sit here, think of the starvation. Think of the oppression. Think of all those girls who were kidnapped. Think of all those things. He never forgets the cry of the poor to rescue them. You see? And then He turns back to Himself. Hanani Adonai. Hanani is from the word chen, gracious, grace. Spontaneously treating somebody well, chen. And we have this phrase, im masati chen ve'enecha, if I have found chen, favor in your eyes. That's what He's saying here. Chaneni Adonai, look at my poverty. See how my foes afflict me. You alone can raise me from the gates of death. You see, this is a cry in this psalm for help. And then it moves on. You see, the nations fall into the pit they dig. In the snare they hide, their own foot is caught. This notion of retribution is powerful in the Psalms, and we'll pick that up in a moment.